On June 28, 1914, a terrorist attack that led to the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria caused the outbreak of the First World War, leading to the deaths of tens of millions. Thankfully, not many terrorists can boast that their deed led to the deaths of tens of millions. Sarajevo, Bosnia. Ever wonder how terrorists measure success? Is it in the number of people they end up killing? Or the material damage they cause? Is it the changes in policy they affect? Or the media attention they gain? I would imagine it depends on the group. Some are very local, with very local goals. Independence for a small ethnic polity, for example. Others have global plans. I'd put Al-Qaeda in that category. Nevertheless, very few organizations achieve these desires or enjoy any real success at all. So what do we make of an act of terrorism carried out by a member of a fluid bunch of anarchists in what we used to call Yugoslavia, which was the spark that lit the fire we call World War I? On this day in 1914, a Serbian anarchist named Gavrilo Princip, a member of Young Bosnia, fired upon and killed Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie in Sarajevo. This act was typical of what was known as the anarchist wave of terrorism, which lasted from the late 19th to early 20th centuries. Ferdinand was the nephew of Franz Joseph, the Austro-Hungarian emperor. Blame was assigned, various parties took sides, and by late summer, the world was at war. Of course, that area of the world was beset by near genocide 80 years later in the aftermath of the breakup of Yugoslavia. Serbs and Croats turned on their Bosnian neighbors, carrying out mass murder and mass rape. The 1990s was indeed a horrendous decade for that nation. The death toll from World War I is estimated to have been over 9 million civilian and military, and it all began with an act of terrorism. No single act since, not even 9/11, has led to the carnage on this scale. Let's hope it never does again.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.